Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Ring.
That's us, that's right. Gotta love this American ride.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
For the sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Danny Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in for Annie today while she's on assignment. And as I mentioned before the break, joining us now is Steve Moore. He's a distinguished fellow in economics at the Heritage Foundation. He's also a President Trump economic advisor. I've talked to him many times in the past. He is the smartest guy in every room that he's in. Steve Moore, welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
Good to be with you. Happy Columbus Day.
Oh, yeah. Happy Columbus Day. I already talked about that in the last hour. But, hey, I wanted to talk to you because I've got so many economic questions that I would like to discuss with you. In particular, or one in particular, deals with deregulation. I've looked at some of your prior quotes where you praised Trump's focus on deregulation and energy independence. And just explain to folks how these measures contribute to long-term economic growth and competitiveness.
Well, listen, I mean, the big one is the energy issue because we can be the dominant country in the world with respect to energy. We have more oil, gas, and coal than just about any other country on the planet. So this is a high priority for Trump, obviously. And I think we're going to see big savings for businesses in terms of what it costs to produce that. And, you know, when you reduce costs, you reduce prices. So it's going to be, I think, a very, very, I think we save $1 trillion this year just on reduced regulatory costs.
Wow, $1 trillion. And one of the stories in my stack of stuff here that I'm going to get to later talks about how the U.S. liquefied natural gas exports have reached a new record in September. But isn't this an example of how President Trump's deregulation when it comes to LNG transports really has a global effect because it allows countries in Europe to separate themselves from Russia energy dependency and allow them to start getting liquefied natural gas from the United States?
Well, listen, I mean, you know, one of the big issues for the U.S. going forward is that we are now basically, you know, energy independent. And not only that, we can be a major exporter. You know, for the last 40 years, we've been an importer of oil and gas, and we've had a blade at our neck from OPEC that could really throw the American economy into recession because they dominated the industry. Well, guess what? Now we have the advantage of having, because of the shale revolution. Now, here's the interesting thing I wanted to mention to you is that if you're following what's happening with the trade spat between the U.S. and China right now, do you know what the trigger for that was, this dispute?
Yeah, the trigger was China's position regarding rare earth metals, wasn't it? Yeah,
exactly. Now, this infuriates me. I'm so angry about this because we have stabbed ourselves in the back on this one. Guess what country in the world has the most rare earth minerals?
I know U.S. is going to be up in the top five.
Oh, yeah. We have by far the most. By far the most. I mean, our mountains in Utah and the Dakotas and Montana and Colorado are just treasure chests full of these minerals. They're necessary for our manufacturing, for our
missiles, weapons,
technology.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, missiles, yeah. Weapons, F-35s, F-47s,
exactly.
All
so
of that.
Military, good, very yes. Good point. So here's the point I'm getting at. We have not been drilling and mining for minerals for the last 25 years or so because Clinton and his folks basically declared almost effectively a moratorium on mining in this country. It's insane. We should be drilling. And by the way, I'm not talking about drilling and mining and, you know, the national parks and, you know, our national treasures. I'm talking about just in these mountain areas. And we could be totally yes. dominant. Instead, why I'm so infuriated is the environmental groups have put us in a position where we now have to get all these minerals from China. And now China's the one who has the knife at our throat. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it's a whole lot like the argument right now when it comes to solar panels and batteries for electric cars, is that by requiring electric cars, we then become dependent on China because China is exactly. where the rare earth metals and the batteries come from in China. And basically right. what we're doing is we're saying, we're now dependent on you, China. Please don't cut us yeah. off. And we're in that exact same right. situation now.
Yeah, exactly. So I want people to go to our website, unleashprosperity.com. We have a new study that shows the value of these minerals for the United States is $12 trillion. It's like we have a treasure chest right underneath our feet, and we're not going at it. So that's my message of the day. We have to be not just drilled, baby, drill, but mine, baby, mine. We can do this. We can make a lot of money for the U.S., and we don't have to depend on China. We wouldn't have the state trade dispute. So I got to run, my friend, but I hope everybody has it. By the way, it is very important that people understand that Columbus Day is symbolic. Of course, there were indigenous people here. What Columbus did was bring Western civilization to this continent. And I guess the left is against Western civilization because they, oh, no, it's indigenous time. No, Christopher Columbus was the first European to come to this continent, and that's what's led to the incredible growth and prosperity of the mightiest country on the planet. So, yes, we should celebrate Christopher Columbus.
Absolutely. Steve Moore, thank
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for joining us, my friend.
Take care.
Bye-bye. He is with the Heritage Foundation. Every time I talk to him, I always feel smarter after talking to that guy. Great person to talk to. But he raises an issue that I would like to carry forward. And that is this. When he brings up this issue of trade with China, if you look at the stock market on Friday, the stock market dropped, I believe, close to 900 points on Friday. I haven't had a chance to check the markets today so far. Brad Range, if you could look up
the
markets
up
right now while we're talking. This morning,
Dow Jones is up 620 points.
Yeah. So a lot of that's coming back. But here's where I am thrilled that we have a president that understands business for this reason. President Obama never had a job outside of government. He never did his entire career. He was a law professor. He was a, quote, community organizer, which wasn't a job. And he then went to run for the U.S. Senate, became a senator, and then he became a U.S. president. So he never had to meet budget. He never had to make a payroll. He never had to deal like any business owner does and deal in the realm of business. I do. I run a law firm. I have employees. I have to make payroll. I have to pay taxes. I have to do all those things that you don't have to do when you live in government service. He had no idea. Bill Clinton was very, very similar. He was in a law firm, but he quickly left and went into government. He was not making policy based on business savvy concepts. Now you've got President Trump, and here's why I'm really glad that he's here. Right now, if a bureaucrat were the head of our country, that bureaucrat would be nervous that China is resisting our attempts to negotiate with them regarding tariffs and regarding the importation of rare earth metals and so forth. But President Trump, I've heard him say it, he uniquely understands that right now China needs us far more than we need China. Far more. If all of a sudden tomorrow President Trump came out and said, we're going to stop all business with China, would the stock market plummet? You bet it would. But if we don't have, you know, pet rocks and singing toys for the next 6 months, are we really going to be crippled? No, we're not going to be crippled. But China doesn't have a replacement for the United States when it comes when it comes to selling all the stuff they make. There is no there is no replacement, right?
Right.
So the leverage, and that's what I do in litigation when I'm negotiating the settlement of cases, I highlight things that I can use as leverage to force the opposing attorney to see things and to agree with things that I want to do. That's what leverage is. And when it comes to negotiating with China, President Trump has all the leverage. He has the exact leverage in this situation because China needs us more than we need them. That's why Stephen Moore's statement about rare earth metals is so important, because we have all the rare earth metals we need in the United States. We just can't drill them because of the regulations that go back to the Clinton administration.
Yeah.
If we could dig those up and get those rare earth metals, that would not impact our ability to make batteries here, solar panels here, to get the things we need to make F-35s, F-47s, missiles, tanks, so forth.
Yeah, the irony of it, I was looking into this earlier today, the irony of this whole thing is it's not that China has the market cornered on rare earth. Far from it. They're all over the world. It's the ability to refine them, because Western nations have put such tight green energy, or not green energy, but green controls.
Correct.
On the, it is a messy process to refine these rare earths to make them.
It's dirty.
But we can do it.
But we can do it. And here's what's amazing to me. How the left doesn't see this is mind-boggling. But here's the concept. Here's the nugget that I want you to take away from this today. When we impose these restrictions on the processing of rare earth minerals, we're not actually improving the environment. We're simply shifting the degradation of the environment from here to China.
China.
Okay? It's still happening. The environment is still being degraded. We're just saying, not in my backyard.
It's not us doing it.
NIMBY. It's a whole thing about NIMBY, right? So that's the same thing with electric cars. When people say, "Oh, I'm helping the environment by driving an electric car." No, you're not. All you're doing is shifting the degradation of the environment from here to China, because for you to drive your classy electric car, we still need to have a dirty environment. We're just shifting it to China. Now, here's what's the here's the mind-blowing mind bomb out of all of this. Who is better prepared to innovate ways to clean the environment and still extract the rare earth metals? Who's better prepared to do that, us or China? China can't do it at all. They're just going to do it in a way that's the cheapest possible. They're going to pay the Uyghurs $1 a month to dig this stuff up with their hands.
If they pay them.
If they pay them at all. If you would like to eat, you will dig up these rare earth minerals, right? And it's going to be the dirtiest possible, because they want to do it as cheaply as possible. But in the United States, look what we did with coal mines. You know, my dad was a coal miner, and it broke my heart when coal mining was shut down because of environmental impact, when we had the ability with scrubbers to take all of the dust out of the coal, the burning of the coal, and make it clean and pristine. We didn't do that. We had the ability to do it, but we chose not to do it. And all it did was is to transfer. Now we ship the coal to India and China, and they pollute their environment with coal instead of leaving it here and letting us fix the problem.
Right.
This is so easy to see, but the left is so blind to this. Hey, we got to take a break here before I get yanked off the air with a giant hook. So
I just put this back.
Well, listen, Brad Range, it costs a lot to have an expert as good as him. So we've got to go to a confiscatorily high advertising spot here to pay for Brad Range's salary.
You can't make up words, Brad.
What? Yes, I can. Because it sounds good. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry on St. Louis Conservative.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.